7, as you know, all the month of February, KMOX is celebrating Black History Month. And today, meet Mary Elizabeth Grimes. She's the president of Marion Middle School in South St. Louis, an all-girls private school for girls from lower-income families. Mary Elizabeth's father was one of the first Black police officers to serve in the city of St. Louis, and her mother was also an educator.
There is a part of your legacy that I see every single day on my way to work, and that is the Jackie Joyner Kersee building, because you spearheaded a 3-year development campaign, $16 million for the foundation. You raised $12+ million with the board to build and endow the Jackie Joyner Kersee Center as a board member all those years ago. So that is also a part of your legacy, and I know that you would not mention that, so I had to bring that up.
Well, you're right. I wouldn't, because that came from Jackie's heart. And I was blessed to be her manager after she retired from the Olympics. And she wanted a safe haven for young people in East St. Louis to go, because when she was growing up, there was such a place and it had since closed. And she, too, has a heart for young people, but particularly those located in her community. And, you know, as history would, you know, play itself out, my grandparents actually moved from Tennessee to East St. Louis and were part of the riots that took place there. So as a result of a caring white male who put my grandparents in his truck and covered them over with hay, and my two aunts who preceded my father. It was the two girls, and then my dad was born next. So he hid them in his truck and took them to the river, and they came over, the four of them came over on a makeshift raft. So if that had not happened, if my parents died in that riot in East St. Louis, I wouldn't exist, because my father was the first child born on the St. Louis side.
My goodness. How long, when did you first become aware of that family legacy, of that story?
Well, my aunt, who is the one next to my father, was a keeper of all the family history. As a matter of fact, we even know our lineage back to connections to Britain, because Grimes is a British name.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep all of, she's kept all of that.
She's
that
the genealogist in the family.
Mm-hmm. Now she has since passed, and my first cousin is a keeper of all of that now.
Has your family, was anyone ever able to go to East St. Louis and find where they lived, or find the street, or things are so different now, but...
Yeah, things are very different now, but, you know, going full circle, to be able to work with Jackie and spend so much time in East St. Louis, to be endeared to the people in that community who still hold a special place in my heart today. Jackie's coach, Nino Fanoi, and his family, I adore. And certainly Nino and Jackie are still very close. So I don't know.
Don't know who that white man was.
No, don't know that either. But God bless him.
God bless him and his lineage.
Amen. That's right. And that's the whole thing is, for whatever reason, he was moved, to be able to help this young couple. They weren't in their 20s. They were very, very young, like early 20s. My grandfather, like all others who had moved to this part of the country, was just looking for work because, you know, he had a wife and two children to care for. And the total number of children they wound up having with 11. And then again, kind of tying this up with the religious piece, my grandmother and my grandfather started churches, Christian churches here in St. Louis. And so, again, that's why I'm honored to carry my grandmother Mary's name.
Mary Elizabeth. Yes. Mary Elizabeth Grimes. She is the president of Marion Middle School in South St. Louis, Missouri, but she is indeed living history. Mary Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, Carol, thank you. It is an honor and certainly a pleasure always to be in your